Hello, everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of No Notes. Jerry Bailey with you as always. My guest today, she is one half of the Impact Knockouts Tag Team Champions. She is Deonna Purrazzo. I'm so happy that we're finally doing this, by the way.
I know. I think we've been talking about it, honestly, for forever. So I'm glad we're getting it done. As you can hear the dogs barking the minute we start.
Hey, that's why we call the show this, is because it's totally off the cuff, unscripted, stuff happens. So that's the entire premise. I'm gonna go on a limb and say you are of Italian descent. Is that a fair assumption?
Yes. My great grandparents are Sicilian, from Sicily.
Oh, so like came here from Sicily.
Yeah, I was super into earlier in the start of the year, like just tracking down like some family history, and I was on ancestry.com and I did the whole family tree and all that. And yeah, on my dad's side, my great grandpa came here in like the early 1900s and went back and forth a whole bunch. And same thing with my great grandmother. Her family came back and forth a whole bunch, and she was actually the first like American born.
Do you do like the Christmas of the Seven Fishes and stuff?
When I was young, my mom tried to, and I think when especially when my grandma was still alive, she died when I was pretty young. I think I had just turned six. Like when we would all get together and do the big family dinners with my aunts and uncles. Yes. Not so much anymore. We actually did our first Christmas dinner in Florida with no family. Chelsea and Matt were here. Tony Storm and Juice were here. A whole bunch of us got together and had a Florida Christmas for the first time. And I cooked turkey meatballs. And my mom was like, "You're eating meat on Christmas. Like, not acceptable." She was very with me. But I was like, I have a house full of wrestlers. I can't not serve meat, Mom.
That sounds like a very interesting dinner to have with all of them. Was how did that come together?
Yeah, well, I think that there was just a whole bunch of us that weren't going home, or for whatever reason, like, you know, Chelsea's Canadian, and it was right before their wedding, so she couldn't travel. Still with COVID and all that, it was safer to stay home, and they just made the decision to stay in Florida. Steve and I, with the dogs, it's so hard to travel up north, and we're both from Jersey, so to pack them up and drive 18 hours is just... We did it once and we'll never do it again. And then, yeah, with Tony and Joey, his family is in the States, but her family is in Australia. So it's just like, I feel like Florida is this big melting pot. And for all the holidays that we don't go home for, we all try to like be each other's family and support each other. And, you know, we did Thanksgiving last year at Karen Q's house, Wendy too, you know, and Zaya's there. And when Stokely was still here, he came for dinner, and we all just made our own family down here.
That sounds so, so fun.
Yeah.
Oh man. So speaking of people in the wrestling family, I had Tom Hannifin on the last episode of this, and that son of a bitch, I don't think I'm friends with him anymore. He said I look like Joe Dirt. So he's on my shit list right now. But he sang your praises, as did I. You're on a little bit of a roll right now. Next weekend, let's talk about what's happening next weekend. Your match, if you want to plug that a little bit.
Yes, it was just announced today that we will be setting up a match between myself and Masha Slamovich for the, I believe it's going to happen on the August 26th tapings, Impact Wrestling in Dallas, Texas. So next weekend, we're in Dallas yet again. We're filming 2 days of TV, and I'm going to meet my rival. It's been a long time since Masha and I have been in the ring. You know, I'd like to say she owes me a thank you. Thank you. She owes me a thank you, not a death warrant, a thank you, because without me, would Masha have a job? I don't know.
I'm going to clip that. That's going to be the biggest clip of this episode. This is going to be great. I'm so excited. But yes, the Impact tapings in Dallas next weekend, 26th and 27th for Impact. I'm so much looking forward to that, by the way. Emergence was great. Obviously, you and Chelsea becoming champions there. Talk about that entire show. I mean, it was a fantastic... I've said this for a long time. Impact flew under the radar for a little bit, and I feel like they're no longer under the radar. Like, this promotion has definitely made a statement that, like, this is damn good wrestling every week. And it's cool to see you kind of lead the charge for such a talented division of women.
Oh, thank you. It's been an incredible, you know, 2+ years for me there. But, you know, I've said it so many times, I'm so happy that people are seeing Impact as a landing zone post, you know, whether it's being released from wherever or as just a place to go and reinvent themselves or, you know, try new things and really get out of their comfort zone. You know, that's what happened for me. And, you know, I've been able to accomplish so much in the last 2 years, 2.5 years. So I'm only getting started and I'm so excited to see people like Masha coming in and really proving themselves to be a force to be reckoned with. We just saw Killer Kelly debut and, you know, maybe there's something happening with her and Tasha, not quite sure yet. but watching all these girls who are trying to make a name for themselves come up and do so in Impact is kind of the cornerstone of Impact Wrestling. The Knockouts division has always allowed women to do that and been ahead of the curve. So I'm so fortunate to be a part of that.
You mentioned your husband. Every time I see Steve on TV, oh my God, he scares the living shit. He looks like he could rip me in half without even trying. He is a large man.
Funny is he is the kindest soul, I swear, in the entire world. Like he it truly does not have a mean bone in his body. So I don't know why he loves me. No.
Jesus.
He is just so the opposite of the character he portrays in real life. So it's so funny to me to when people say that, like, oh, he scares me. I'm like, no, he's not scary.
I feel like him and I would share music tastes. Is he like into like the heavier stuff? I feel like I can get along with Steve a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's into all like the Metallica and the AC/DC and the I don't even know music that I've never even heard before. but that's what pumps him up. So, you know, I'd love to learn these weird music tastes that he has with him.
I need to somehow find a way to ask him if he's so this has become like the staple of the show is finding out like Sean Ross Sapp loves Doja Cat. And he showed me like this. He knows that I like metal music, so he like showed me like this clip of Doja Cat like doing a rock remix of one of her songs, and now I listen to Doja Cat sometimes. So you can thank Sean Ross Sapp for that bastard. And then Hannifin likes Yellow Card. I got that out of him. So yeah, is there like a go-to playlist for you like before a match or just to get you hype in the gym or anything like that?
No, not really. I think I'm pretty well-rounded when it comes to music. Like I will listen to a little bit of anything and everything. In the gym, like I really like Nelly Radio on Pandora.
And it's Nelly.
Like the throwback to like 90s hip hop mixed with like today's and then my childhood was, like, 2000. So I feel like that's a good blend where I can get a little bit of everything. Sometimes Nelly country with Florida Georgia Line pops up and I love that. But really I'm a country music fan.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is the first time that we've had, so I know I don't look like, oh, maybe I do look like I know a country music. I don't know. But I've started to get into it more recently. Like mid-2000s country is like the one that I kind of focus around more. I don't know if you're into more of like I got a lot of Toby Keith. Every once in a while, like my roommate and I would just like come out of each other's rooms and just scream the phrase, I fucking love Toby Keith. And that's how we do. That's like that era. Oh, I love country music for that era.
Yeah, I love Tim McGraw. And I feel like
Tim McGraw's
I
good.
Didn't have such an appreciation for him until like just recently. Mm. And I tell Steve, like, he's a triple threat. He's great. He can act, he can sing, like he can just do everything. Yeah,
show Steve the blind side. He'll know that he can act.
Right. And like he was just in 1883. Steve and I are big Yellowstone fans.
He was in that show?
He was not in Yellowstone, but they did like a prequel.
Yeah, I was going to say Sam Elliott's in that prequel. I saw the previews for it, and yeah, I'm a big Sam Elliott fan.
And Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are like the two leading husband and wife duo. I mean, the show is freaking phenomenal. And that's when I was like, I love this man. Sorry, Steve.
I did not know he was. Now I have to see. It's in like my. It's on HBO, I believe, right? It's in like my little watch list of like, okay, I gotta watch 1883. Now, you know, you might have just talked me into starting that like later today.
Yeah, honestly, it's ten episodes, I believe. It's like you could watch it in a weekend. It's so good. Like,
are they an hour long? Or like 45 minutes or whatever?
Yeah, probably around there. I would highly, highly recommend it.
Have you watched Harley Quinn, like the animated series?
No.
No, okay. Fuck me, I guess.
I'm gonna talk to Steve about that one day too, because he watches and loves all the comics, all that. I have no idea. He takes.
I feel like me and Steve would be very good friends.
Yeah, I think so. Because I don't know anything about any of that.
Okay. So sticking with Sam Elliott, are you like trying to think of other The Ranch? That's another good show. Have you watched The Ranch? I feel like that's something that you would like.
Yes. And
Steve, okay, good.
Like Steve and I are actually watching it for like the fourth or fifth time right now.
Okay.
Just put it on in the background and laugh. Today we were having dinner. It was on in the background.
And oh, like, so is that like your, what's the word I'm looking for? Like your soul food show that you just keep on as like that makes you feel good?
Yes. That and Gilmore Girls. I could watch endlessly.
Gilmore Girls. I remember, I've never seen an episode. I just remember it being a thing. Like if you're watching like another show, like the ad would come on and be like, and tune in for a new show of Gilmore Girls tonight, 8/7 Central, whatever. I've never, what's it about?
Okay, so I was the same exact way when it was still on TV and I was like in middle school. But I was like, I watch wrestling. I don't watch Gilmore Girls. Like, who's watching that? Me now. It's about like a mom, like a single mom who leaves her family when she has a daughter at like 16. And it's just like their life together. And you watch her daughter, who maybe starts at like 12 or 13 when the show starts, grow up, go through high school, graduate college. And then there's like a sequel of a year in the life, and you watch her like post college and what she does, and it is just amazing.
It sounds a lot deeper than I thought it was. I thought it was just like, okay,
yeah.
Do you like Vampire Diaries?
No.
God damn it! I'm 0-5 with that now. My goodness.
Oh yeah, never. I did like what was the vampire series?
The Vampire Diaries.
No, that's not. No, with Robert Pattinson, is that his name?
No, that's Twilight. No, that's
Twilight.
Shit.
Yes,
it's pure shit.
Twilight.
Pure shit. Absolute. Oh, it's horrible. They actually shit on Twilight a little bit throughout the show. It's great. Robert Pattinson. He's come so far. Did you watch the new Batman? He's come so far as an actor.
Yeah. And so, like I said, Steve takes me to see all these things that I've never
seen. As he should, by the way. That's what a good soon-to-be husband does.
Yeah, and I don't know a lot of the backstory or anything. I'm asking questions as we're in the movie theater, like, who's that? And he's like, shh.
I was going to say, I'm sure he loves that.
Yeah, we saw Spider-Man, and they had that, like, the three of them in the multiverse. And I was like, why did the whole movie theater pop? And he was like, oh, my, like, I have no idea. But I actually end up loving them all. The only one I didn't like thus far was the new Venom. That was just a little too far-fetched in sci-fi.
I feel like everybody hated the new Venom, so yeah. You're not alone in that.
Yeah. So, and Tom Hardy plays him, right? Like, I love Tom Hardy, but it
Tom
just
Hardy's that dude. Yeah.
Wasn't for me.
I do like Tom Hardy a lot. He was a good Bane. There you go. Another Batman connection.
Yeah. Yeah. He, I love all the movies he's in, but that one was just, didn't like it.
What was your, like, go-to thing growing up outside of wrestling? Like, was there, like, a... Oh, there's the dogs.
Yeah. I was a cheerleader. So I think okay. The only thing really outside of wrestling that I enjoyed was cheering and gymnastics. And because I was a competitive cheerleader for our high school, we had to do gymnastics. But yeah, it was like my only thing was wrestling.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in New Jersey in a small town called Oak Ridge. And it's like a subsection of
an Italian in New Jersey. I bet your family fucking owned that place. My goodness.
So luckily where we moved was like the country. Like, so there wasn't a lot of family around or anything, but just a small town, Jefferson Township High School is where I graduated high school. And I cheered my twin brother played football. And
you're a twin?
Yeah.
I love that. I'm always fascinated by stuff like that. Like, I'm fascinated by people who are left-handed and twins. Those are my...
Well, and I'm right-handed, but he's left-handed.
Oh, I'm going to faint. This is great. Everything I could have wanted. Finding out that you have a twin brother who's left-handed. Was it a big high school? Is it a smaller one?
So, like, two towns came together. So, I feel like our graduating class was, like, maybe 400 people. So, I don't know if that's big or small. I feel like it's probably somewhere in the middle. But, yeah. It wasn't too big.
I had a graduating class of 98, so it was tiny.
Yeah, it was big, but I feel like it wasn't like, at least, and I mean, in hindsight, like my 10-year reunion is on Friday and we're going, so
that's,
I mean,
fun.
Someone could be like, no, that wasn't my high school experience, but I feel like it wasn't the traditional clicky, you know what I mean? Like, I was the captain of the cheerleading team, but I don't think that I was, like, mean to anybody.
Like, stereotypical cheer captain?
What?
You don't think you were, like, the stereotypical, like, cheer captain or anything like that?
No, I don't think that. At least I didn't have that high school experience. I truly did, I think, try to be friends with the a mixture of different people, but I mean, I guess I'll see Friday if my experience was true or not.
I'll keep an eye out for anything like coming out on Twitter of like Deonna Purrazzo hazing stories from high school. That'll be something I keep my eye on or whatnot. Who's your go-to wrestler, your favorite wrestler growing up?
Definitely, you know, I was in the like later 2000s. So John Cena was my favorite. Randy Orton was my favorite. Eddie Guerrero, of course, Jericho. Those are like the staples, I feel like, for anyone of that time frame. But yeah, those are my favorites.
It's good. That's a good selection to have. Oh my goodness. Okay. So we've covered that you're Italian. I was one for one with that. We've covered that you don't watch Vampire Diaries. I'm one for two with that. So I keep referring to Steve. You guys are getting like married soon, correct? I feel like that's a thing. I keep seeing it all over your Twitter and I don't want to like refer to him as the wrong thing.
85 days until we're married.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. The Marine Corps birthday, November 10th. But yeah, so soon.
I can't. Marriage scares me, Deonna. Scares me a lot, actually. How long you guys have been together for a while, though, right?
Yeah, and it's so funny because I feel like maybe I was scared of it before. I don't really know. But like, I feel like I know it's the right person because I'm like, we could go get married tomorrow. Like, I'm just ready for this to happen. Like, we've been talking about it. We've been engaged for almost a year. Like, we work together. We do everything together. I'm just ready to be married to you.
That's goals in life, isn't it? I need to find that. There we go. Yeah. Is there going to be any shenanigans like at a certain Cardona wedding?
We don't intend there to be. However, there is lots and lots of Marines coming, and it is the Marine Corps birthday. So I'm sure something is going to go down. Just knowing all of them and all his friends, and they haven't all been together in probably, you know, 10 years plus. So he's really excited to have all of his closest guys that he served with, the majority of them, all together in the same place for the first time.
Of course he's a Marine. God damn it. He's a perfect man. I want to marry him. God damn it. Talking me into this. Jesus. Oh my goodness. I'm like breaking down your love story right here. Feel free to say no to any of this, by the way. How'd you guys meet?
We met when I started at NXT. And he had already been there. He started in 2014. He got signed. And then I started in 2018. And it's so funny because, and again, like, our worlds are so weirdly interconnected. And we had no idea that, like, my mom went to high school with his mom's best friend.
Oh, wow.
And the people who got me into wrestling and started training me, you know, back in 2012 are some of the same people who got him into wrestling and started training him. I'm just at two different schools. And then when I was doing extra work, you know, early on, like 2014, 2015, he was at NXT. And like, we ended up having dinner together and didn't realize, like, all these weird things happened that we were like, oh, if you believe in fate, this is fate. So yeah, we met then and we started dating like 2020. So it's been, you know, two and a half years now.
Okay. Yeah, no, that is the perfect love story of just, see, I don't know if I believe in fate. I feel like I don't, but the more people tell me stories like this, I think I start to.
Yeah. I feel like it's just when you meet your right person. You know, I don't know that I would have said that years and years ago, but now it's like, that's my person. And there was so many things put in place for me to realize like, hey, that is your person. Cause I wasn't sure at the start. And I was like, no. And it was weird, but, yeah, that's my person.
This is just an undercover show for me to find out how to find love.
I need to do a segment of just like dating advice. Like,
I feel that could be fun. Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know if I want to like be in a relationship though. That's the thing. Like I'm content right now.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like, you know, and I've had to learn this over the last 2 years of like, you have to be good with you and you have to work through whatever your issues are before you can love someone else. Like, you know, especially when I first got released and I didn't even know, like, am I going to keep wrestling? Am I going to go to school and be a history teacher? Like, what am I going to do? I had to work through me before I could be like, okay, I'm ready to like take other steps in other avenues of my life. So I feel like until you get that peace with yourself, you can't have peace with anyone else or in any other job or any other thing, you know?
That's the other clip I'm going to use for that. That was nice. I like that.
Hey, so, therapy, I recommend it for everyone.
I do. Therapy, I love therapy's great.
Best investment you will ever make for yourself.
Absolutely great. I love therapy. I went to it after my last relationship ended and it helped me a lot. So I'm a big proponent of therapy.
Yeah.
You touched on history. Was a history teacher kind of like the backup plan if wrestling, you know, didn't come to fruition?
Yeah, not to begin with, but I was actually, so when I graduated high school, I went to just like a community college. Okay. I was there for exercise science, but I was also then training to be a wrestler. And then I also ended up working at like an accredited daycare, but you say daycare and you get the wrong impression, but like a school. And I ended up with my own classroom and I was teaching preschool and all of these things. So I never really pictured like, oh, I'll be a teacher one day. And then I was a teacher and I loved every minute of it. So I'm actually in school now. I'm about like 6 to 8 months out of getting my bachelor's degree for history.
Hey, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I think maybe post-wrestling one day, history is my avenue, teaching something.
If what grade level do you think would be like high school?
I think so. I think that is when I really like learned my love for history, and I had some really good history teachers. I feel like it's one of those subjects that if you have a really great teacher, you love it. Otherwise, it's monotonous and it's memorization and it's hard to enjoy. But I had really great teachers who made it interesting, and like I love it. I'm such a history buff. It's insane.
If you got a kid who's being a pain in the ass, you're going to like pop on your wrestling highlight video and be like, hey, if you don't shut the hell up, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Maybe.
What are you like, world history, American history? What would be the period that you would teach?
I really, really love the Cold War, JFK.
Oh, that's yes. Okay, that good.
Like World War II into JFK, Cold War, like that is just, that's my jam. I love it. A lot of my classes, you kind of get to pick what you want to talk about and what you want to research and stuff. And that's always what it is. JFK or the Cold War. And I am a huge JFK fan, conspiracy theorist, all of it. I love to read just all of it.
No, I had, like when I was in school, like I was a journalism major, but like we had like certain like electives and whatnot. And one of the ones I took was history, US history since 1920. That was the best class of my life. I love the hell out of that. I'm a big, big history buff.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so glad that I went back to school and said like, I'm gonna do what I love and I'm naturally good at. Cause I was, like I said, going for science when I first went to college, and it was like, mm-hmm. Hey, I like this, but it was a lot of effort. And I'm not good at math. So I was really forcing something on myself because I thought like, I want to be a wrestler. I'm training to be a wrestler. I have to work out. I have to do all these things. I should learn about it. Instead of just doing what I gravitated towards and what was natural for me. And that was always history.
I miss college. I think I've decided.
Go get your master's or a
PhD. That's more money though, Deanna. It's more money. And I just, I don't know. I feel like it was nice to be a part of, and I do miss it. I enjoyed, I don't know. Where are you going right now? Is it, I assume it's just like a.
Just online.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never did the, like go to college and have a roommate thing. And it was hard when like one of my best friends did that, and I visited her quite a bunch, and then she graduated, and I was like, what am I doing with my life? Like, all my friends had such great college experiences, and they're graduating, and they have degrees, and like, I'm a freaking pro wrestler. Like, and my mom had to have this moment of
you
like,
say that like it's a bad thing, Deanna.
but I had this moment of like, and my mom had to be like, okay, but like you are actually actively doing what you've wanted to do your whole life. Like you worked, everything you did was to get you to be a pro wrestler. So like you've done the job when they're just starting the job. So you're ahead of the game. And I was like, that's a really great way to put that. Okay, you're right. And I don't regret it. And then I got to go to Japan and do things that I'm like, okay, I like in that. Maybe what the college experience was like. Live in Tokyo with your best friends. Like that's fun. You know, that's college, but just for 3 months.
Sounds like you have a supportive mom then.
Yeah, I do.
That's good. That's awesome. Oh my goodness. Well, we can come close to wrapping this up. Tell the people what you've got going on in your life, wrestling or outside wise, and then I can let you get out of here.
Like we talked about at the beginning, we are in Dallas, Texas next weekend, the 26th and 27th, for Impact Wrestling. I will be wrestling Masha Slamovich. However, Chelsea Green will be with me. She's by my side through everything. We are the new Knockout World Tag Team Champions. So I plan on defending those that weekend as well, hopefully. So yeah, it's just a really exciting time to be wrestling, to be watching Impact Wrestling, and to be doing it with my best friend.
Deonna Purrazzo, putting boots to asses and loving history every second of the way. Thank you so much for doing this. This has been awesome. So glad that we got to do it. Looking forward to perhaps doing it again in the future. Good luck in everything. And again, we'll be keeping up with it. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you everybody for tuning in. This is No Notes. We will see you next week. So keep in touch with everything that's going on. Deonna, take care.
Thank you.